Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Big news over the weekend was all of a sudden now we're being urged to wear face masks after being told forever that we didn't need to do it. It's Anna and Raven. Here is Dr. Jerome Adams, our Surgeon General, explaining why they changed their stance.
People who wear masks are not protecting themselves. We actually recommend that people who have symptoms to wear a mask so they don't spread it to others. Well, what's changed is we found that there are a significant number of people who have asymptomatic spread of the virus. And so the CDC changed its recommendations today, and they now suggest that the general public consider wearing masks when they're going out in public.
It's tough being always right. It's hard. What can you do?
You're going to brag now? You're going to brag that you've been saying wear these masks all along? But, you know, we keep talking about it. Like, every time we talk to my family in Italy and we interviewed that woman in Taiwan, like, they all said that they were wearing masks. And there was a part of us that was like, but why is everybody else in the world doing it and we're not?
Yeah, I mean, over in Asia, they've done this in reaction. I mean, these people have been wearing masks forever. A lot of people would say that's about smog. But, you know, I would point to SARS and MERS when they went through over in Asia. I think that people just said, you know what, better safe than sorry. And if I can eliminate, you know, those bigger illnesses, I could probably stay away from getting the common cold, too, if the air isn't good in my area. So, you know, if people are treating people and they're wearing them, and now obviously we know that there's an oncoming shortage of them, it has to tell you all that you need to know. You're not out treating people on the front lines, most people, but you're coming in close proximity with people, even with the social distancing rules when you go to the store or whatever. Have you seen this, Anna? You go to the store and people are like salmon. They don't understand that it's one way down the aisles. They're going back because it's a learned behavior. They just go their own direction. It's not like they're doing it on purpose. It just happens.
Right. And these are the three things I want to point out before we move on. One, and you had touched about it, the public should not be purchasing N95 respirators because the healthcare workers need those ones when they're treating coronavirus patients. So stay away from the quote unquote.
I don't even think
real
you can
ones.
Get them, but right.
Also, face covering is recommended, but it's not mandatory. But for the first time yesterday when I went and did my grocery shopping, Raven, which FYI, they're saying try to stay out of the grocery stores this week. We'll get to that coming up in the news. This is the first time you go out there. If you don't have face covering, you're in the minority. Before, you would see somebody walking around with a mask and you would be like, you know, you would look and you would do the double take because it's strange. Now, if you go with nothing on your face, you're one of the only people there without something on your face.
Gotta have something. You really want to have something.
And then the third thing is homemade masks are not a substitute for social distancing and staying in. Right. It doesn't matter if your face is covered or not. Yet you have to still keep that 6 feet of distance.
Homemade masks and ones that are made of cloth, they just don't have the layering that the N95 masks have, all right? It's going to give you some protection, but it's not really going to protect you from everything. And again, this is a virus that they're still learning a lot about, so they just don't know. Is it better than nothing? Absolutely. Will it also serve as a reminder for you to be ultra conscious of what you're touching and doing out there? I think that that is also important. But you know, when I go to the grocery store, I zig and zag to the items that I need. And you have to constantly remind me, just as a learned behavior, don't go against the grain. Don't, you know, that's what I'm talking about with salmon is people are going against the current. They're coming back. They're getting in people's personal space. You've got to consciously be aware of what you're doing. And I think a mask will help with that. I do.
So if you're anything like me, when I heard this, I was like, I don't know how to sew. I don't know how to make a mask. Turns out it's probably easier than you think. We're going to get to that coming up next with Anna and Raven. The big news over the weekend was that Dr. Jerome Adams, he's our Surgeon General, he said now it is recommended that you cover your face and wear some kind of facial protection when you leave your house. It's Anna and Raven. We talked about it a little bit earlier that it's not a substitute for social distancing and it's only recommended. It's not mandatory. But if you go out lately, you're going to see if you don't have something on your face, you're probably one of the only ones out there.
And you can't get your hands on manufactured masks right now unless unless, you know, you are really desperately searching or willing to overpay. Like, it's become a bit desperate. Plus, there's talk about where are they coming from and what is the real quality. Keep in mind, the N95 mask, the one that actually blocks viral airborne things, is the ultimate. But you're not going to get it because the medical supply, they need it right now. But the cloth is certainly better than nothing. And if anything, it just serves as a mental reminder when you go out too. So people are making them all over the place. My neighbor delivered some just the other day that she made on her sewing machine. I told you, I got a friend. He's never sewn before in his life, but he ordered a sewing machine. He's like, I got time. I'm doing this. So it's kind of the ribbon around the tree moment for everybody right now, right?
Yeah.
It's something we can do.
And here's Dr. Adams, our Surgeon General, talking about making his own do-it-yourself mask.
Here's how you can make your own face covering in a few easy steps with items you can find around the house, like an old scarf, a bandana or a hand towel, or you can make a face covering out of an old t-shirt.
It's so funny because they keep talking about like you need sewing. And I don't know how to sew. I barely even have a sewing kit. It's like here for emergencies. But I was so happy to find that really you don't have to sew. If you have a stapler, paper towels, hair elastics, rubber bands, you could use just those things. But here's what you need to do, Raven. You got to step up your game when it comes to these face masks, because all of a sudden people are rocking them like it's a fashion statement, and yours has to have a theme.
Are we looking for a matching outfit? Are we looking? My friend said that he spent the day picking up fabrics from Joann's, and I said, do any of them have dinosaur prints on? That was the first question that I asked. I don't care if the hem looks tight or is good or if it's stapled together, but you're right, a pattern seems like it would fit.
My daughter Hayden and I spent all day yesterday perfecting the do-it-yourself face masks, and we created four different themes. Would you like to hear what they are? And then you can choose which one you want to wear.
Please.
My first face mask theme, and you can watch the video of how we made them at the Anna and Raven Facebook page. I call it the It Was All a Dream mask, and it's a picture of Biggie Smalls, and it says It Was All a Dream, because let's all admit we want to wake up and have this be a bad dream. So wouldn't that just make sense?
How did you get the picture of Biggie Smalls on your fabric? Is it, I'm confused. Like, how did you do that? That's almost amazing.
Right. It is amazing.
There's Biggie Smalls fabric out there, like left and right. Like, you get it?
No, you don't have to do that. It's do it yourself. So I printed it on my old school printer at home, and then I used glue.
Okay. So it's paper.
Paper, yes.
He was always about his paper, so right, that's all right.
And the second one is Save Yourself and the Turtles. That's the Visco Girl mask. So actual scrunchies to use as the rubber bands. You use like the big multicolor scrunchies. And then I have a picture of a hydro flask and a turtle on the face covering.
Perfect, yeah. Okay. What's option number three?
The Fauci face mask. Yeah. So that one's very popular right now. It's just a picture of Dr. Anthony Fauci, because everybody needs a little Fauci on their face.
Does he own more than three suits, by the way? Because he always looks like he's in the same suit to me, by the way. Well, just always. Well,
why does
he looks
more
clean? It looks clean, but it appears to be the exact same suit.
He's been like working for the health organization since 1984. He's always like in scrubs. All of a sudden now he's got to go on CNN every 10 minutes. Like, leave the guy alone. He only has one suit. And the last mask is when you were single and you would go out, there was no way that you could really tell if somebody was single or not besides the wedding bands. I call it the swipe right dating face mask. It just says swipe right. And then people know that you're single, and then maybe they can they can send you a direct message and be like, hey,
I was going to say, don't actually touch anybody else's mask. Don't do that.
I'm not sure how that one works yet, but it's going to be really good for the dating world.
Not my favorite choice, but I understand.
Which one are you picking?
Oh, I definitely, there's no dinosaur, so I guess I'm going to go with Fauci in his suit.
Okay.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.